Welcome to NGU Fitness. I'm Joe, and these are the Chemotherapy Chronicles. All right, so I'm going to give you the breakdown on my medication for today. So, followed up with this morning, I did my 12-hour anti-nausea medicine. 6 hours later, another nausea med. Followed up by 12-hour nausea med to get me through the night and hopefully till morning. Energy was pretty good throughout the morning, besides the lack of standard food intake due to the nausea feeling. Like I said, this nausea feeling that I'm getting is something that is unlike anything I've ever experienced before. Also, too, today I had the pump removal, so I went to my cancer institute. They removed the pump, the little it's like a little grenade ball with has chemo in it, along with the white blood booster that they connected to me to that would start. To inject into my body those white blood cells. So, very interesting times here. So, my first experience with the white blood cell booster, as I tried to describe it last time, it's like a little pack that goes on your arm. They trigger it, it's almost like a little time bomb thing. They put the syringe in with the medicine, that starts the timer. They put it on your arm, and when they put it on your arm, it has a countdown of about a minute and a half. And then it flicks you like a rubber band flick. And that is the needle going in and then retracting very quickly and putting a thin tube in you, in your arm. Very painless, just more shocking than anything. So for today, the pain has not been that bad. I've only taken one half of an oxy just to alleviate some of the pain, some of the tension that I have in that area where the cancer is residing. Also, too, today after work, I ate dinner and I slept from 6 o'clock p.m. to 11:50 p.m. and then back to bed at from 12 a.m. to 5:55 a.m. So my body and everything is just really on these day four after chemo. Day four after the true chemo, the four infused on Monday. Day four, it hits me pretty hard apparently that is knocking me out for I can't even explain to you. Usually I'm a person that has a lot of energy. With this, I'm not sure if it is the lack of the steroids, maybe the lack of the extra nausea medicine they give me on Mondays, or the white blood booster that they give me that is causing this extreme tiredness. Had horrible stomach pains today. What felt like a sharp stabbing, or underneath my stomach. So I'm not quite sure if that's where the cancer is. Locate where I know where the cancer is located, but this severe stabbing feeling. So I don't know if it was something I ate, something that just did not settle right. So I'm not 100% sure if it's actually hunger pains or something else. So I'm to this point now where I'm still trying to discover, and this is week one, day four of chemotherapy. But overall, today was, I don't want to say horrible because I got to count my blessings that I've opened my eyes to fight this battle. But overall, energy today was poor to okay and just very drained. All right, I'm Joe with NGU Fitness. As always, like, share, subscribe, support the channel, check me out on YouTube. We're going to take you along this journey with me as long as I can. And as the energy keeps up, the energy levels, even if not, I'm going to keep pushing forward and keeping you in tune for hopefully to share with someone that might be going through chemo, that might be experiencing this. Hopefully, this will help you. I'm Joe with NGU Fitness. As always, like, share, subscribe, and never give up.